Then we will come on fiercely, and else shall we never match them, said King Lot, but by this mean. So they departed as they here devised, and 6 kings made their party strong against Arthur, and made great war long. In the meanwhile, break the ambushment of King Ban and King Bors, and Lyonesses and Pharaons had the avant-garde, and they 2 knights met with King Idris and his fellowship, and there began a great medley of breaking of spears and smiting of swords, with slaying of men and horses, and King Idris was near at discomfiture. They saw Aguisans the king, and put Lyonesses and Pharaons in point of death, for the Duke of Cambenet came on withal with a great fellowship. So these 2 knights were in great danger of their lives, that they were fain to return, but always they rescued themselves and their fellowship marvelously. When King Bors saw those knights put back, it grieved him sore. Then he came on so fast that his fellowship seemed black as Indy. Page 36. When King Lot had espied King Bors, he knew them well. Then he said, O Jehu, defend us from death and horrible maims meaning wounds. For I see well we be in great peril of death, for I see yonder a king, one of the most worshipful men, and the best knights. And here there's a footnote, too, which reads, uppercase C, colon, quote, one of the best knights, close quote, returned text, of the world, be inclined unto his fellowship. What is he? Said the king with 100 knights. It is, said King Lot, King Bors of Gaul. I marvel how they come into this country without witting of us all, and witting meaning knowledge. It was by Merlin's advice, said the knight. As for him, said King Carados, I will encounter with King Bors, and ye will rescue me when Mister is. Go on, said they all, we will do all that we may. Then King Carados and his horse rode on a soft pace till that they come as nigh King Bors as Bodraft. Then either battle let their horses run as fast as they might. And Bleoberis, and there's a footnote 3, and footnote 3 reads, Bleoberis, this character is apparently distinct from Bleoberis de Ganis. He does not reappear. Return to text. And Bleoberis, that was godson unto King Bors, he bade his chief standard, that was a passing good knight. Now shall we see, said King Bors, how these northern Britons can bear arms. And King Bors encountered with a knight, and smote him throughout with a spear, that he fell dead unto the earth, and after drew his sword, and did marvelous deeds of arms, that all parties had great wonder thereof. And his knights failed not, but did their part, and King Carados was smitten to the earth. With that came the knight of the 100 knights, and rescued King Carados mightily by force of arms, for he was a passing good knight of a king, and but a young man. Page 37. Chapter 16. But then came into the field King Ban, as fierce as a lion, with bands of green, and thereupon gold. Ha! Ah! Said King Lot, we must be discomfited, for yonder I see the most valiant knight of the world, and a man of the most renown. For such 2 brethren as is King Ban and King Bors are not living, wherefore we must needs void or die. But if we avoid manly and wisely, there is but death. When King Ban came into the battle, he came in so fiercely that the strokes redounded again from the wood and the water. Wherefore King Lot wept for pity and dole, dole meaning sorrow, that he saw so many good knights take their end. But through the great force of King Ban, they made both the northern battles that were departed, blurted together for great dread. And the 3 kings and their knights slew on ever, that it was pity on to behold that multitude of the people that fled. But King Lot, the king of the 100 knights, and King Morganore, gathered the people together, passing nightly, and did great prowess of arms, and held the battle all that day like hard, meaning equally hard. When the king of the 100 knights beheld the great damage that King Ban did, he thrust unto him with his horse, smote him high upon the helm a great stroke, and stonied him sore. Then King Ban was wroth with him, and followed on him fiercely. The other saw that, and cast up his shield, and spurred his horse forward. But the stroke of King Ban fell down, and carved a cantle, cantle meaning peace, off the shield, and the sword slid down by the hauberk behind his back, and cut through the trapper, meaning trapping, of steel, and the horse even in two pieces, that the sword felt the earth. Then the king of the 100 knights voided the horse lightly, meaning quickly, and with his sword he broached, meaning pierced, the horse of King Ban through and through. With that, King Ban voided lightly from the dead horse, and then King Ban smote at the other so eagerly and smote him on the helm that he fell to the earth. Also in that ire he felled King Morganore, and there was great slaughter of good knights and much people. By then came into the press King Arthur, and found King Ban standing among dead men and dead horse, fighting on foot as a wood lion. And there came none nigh him, as far as he might reach with his sword, but he caught a grievous buffet. Page 38. Whereof King Arthur had great pity, and Arthur was so bloody, that by his shield there might no man know him, for all was blood and brains on his sword. And as Arthur looked by him, he saw a knight that was passing well horsed, and therewith Sir Arthur ran to him and smote him on the helm, that his sword went unto his teeth, and the knight sunk down to the earth dead. And anon Arthur took the horse by the rein, led him to King Ban, and said, Fair brother, have this horse, for ye have great mister thereof, and me repenteth sore of your great damage. It shall be soon revenged, said King Ban, for I trust in God, mine Eure, and Eure means fortune, is not such, but some of them may sore repent this. I will well, said Arthur, for I see your deeds full actual. Nevertheless, I might not come at you at that time. But when King Ban was mounted on horseback, then there began new battle, the which was sore and hard, and passing great slaughter. And so, through great force, King Arthur, King Ban, and King Bors made their knights a little to withdraw them. But alway the 11 kings, with their chivalry, never turned back, and so withdrew them to a little wood, and so over a little river, and there they rested them, for on the night they might have no rest on the field. And then the 11 kings and knights put them on a heap all together, as men adread and out of comfort. But there was no man might pass them. They held them so hard together, both behind and before. And King Arthur had marvel of their deeds of arms, and was passing wroth. Ah, Sir Arthur, said King Ban and King Bors, blame them not, for they do as good men ought to do. For by my faith, said King Ban, they are the best fighting men, and knights of most prowess, that ever I saw or heard speak of. And those 11 knights are men of great worship. And if they were longing unto you, there were no king under heaven had such 11 knights, and of such worship. Page 39. I may not love them, said Arthur. They would destroy me. That wot we well, said King Ban and King Bors, for they are your mortal enemies, and that hath been proved aforehand, and this day they have done their part, and that is great pity of their wilfulness. Then all the 11 kings drew them together, and then said King Lot, Lords, ye must other ways than ye do, or else the great loss is behind. Ye may see what people we have lost, and what good men we lose, because we wait always on these footmen, and ever in saving of one of the footmen we lose 10 horsemen for him. Therefore this is mine advice, let us put our footmen from us, for it is near night, for the noble Arthur will not tarry on the footmen, for they may save themselves, the wood is near hand. And when we horsemen be together, Look, every each of you kings, let make such ordinance that none break upon pain of death. And who that seeth any man dress him to flee, lightly that he be slain, for it is better that we slay a coward than through a coward all we be slain. How say ye? Said King Lot. Answer me, all ye kings. It is well said, quoth King Nentres. So said the King of the Hundred Knights. The same said the King Cardos, and King Uriens. So did King Idris, and King Bandegoris, and so did King Cradlemont, and the Duke of Cabinet. The same said King Clare Rivaus, and King Aguissance, and swear they would never fail other, neither for life nor death, and whoso that fled but did as they did should be slain. Then they amended their harness, and righted their shields, and took new spears, and set them on their thighs, and stood still, as it had been a plum meaning block, as it had been a plum of wood. Page 40. Chapter 17. Yet more of the said battle, and how it was ended by Merlin. When Sir Arthur and King Bane and Bors beheld them and all their knights, they praised them much for their noble cheer meaning appearance, of chivalry, for the hardiest fighters that ever they heard or saw. With that there dressed them a 40 noble knights, and said unto the three kings they would break their battle. These were their names: Lionesses, Pharians, Ulfius, Brastius, Hector, Kay, Lucan the butler, Griflet le fils de Dieu, Morris de la Roche, Winnes de Bois, Brian de la Force Sauvage, Bellius, Moriens of the Castle of Maidens, Flanadrius of the Castle of Ladies, Anacians, that was King Boris's godson and noble knight, Ladinus de la Rousse, Amaros, Cala, Gracian le Castellin, Juanbois de la Casse, and Sir Colgrevance de Gore. All these knights rode on afore, with spears on their thighs, and spurred their horses mightily, as the horses might run. And the 11 kings, with part of their knights, rushed with their horses as fast as they might with their spears, and there they did on both parts marvelous deeds of arms. So came into the thick of the press Arthur, Blan, and Bors, and slew down right on both hands, that their horses went in blood up to the fetlocks. But ever the 11 kings and their host was ever in the visage of Arthur. Wherefore Ban and Blors had great marvel, considering the great slaughter that there was. But at last they were driven aback over a little river. With that came Merlin on a great black horse, and said unto Arthur, Thou hast never done, hast thou not done enough? Of 60,000 this day hast thou left alive but 15,000, and it is time to say, Ho! For God is wroth with thee, that thou wilt never have done, for yonder 11 kings at this time will not be overthrown, but an thou tarry on them any longer, thy fortune will turn, and they shall increase. And therefore withdraw you unto your lodging, and rest you as soon as ye may, and reward your good knights with gold and silver, for they have well deserved it. There may be no riches too dear for them, for of so few men as ye have, there were never men did more of prowess than they have done today, for ye have matched this day with the best fighters of the world. Page 41. That is truth, said King Ban and Bors. Also, said Merlin, withdraw you where ye list, for this 3 year I dare undertake, they shall not dear you, and shall not dear you means shall not harm you. And by then ye shall hear new tidings. And then Merlin said unto Arthur, These 11 kings have more on hand than they are aware of, for the Saracens are landed in their countries, more than 40,000 that burn and slay, and have laid siege at the castle Wanesboro, and make great destruction. Therefore dread you not this 3 year. Also, sir, all the goods that be gotten at this battle